She Lies Hidden by C.M. Stevenson and read by Lana Wallace Taylor. There are days when she doesn't think about the stuff. She no longer dwells on it. She has tools and techniques that help her block it out, learned years ago on a course for therapists. That's what she does now. She's a therapist. She tells me these things. I'm her best friend, her only friend. She's not one for closeness. She's only close to me, and we are very close indeed. I can read her like a book. Like on the rare occasion she gets angry. Her pale cheeks, the pink flush on her chest that turns red as it works her way up her chin. The way she flexes her fingers, stretches them out, then makes a fist. The pacing about, the grinding of her teeth as she drops off to sleep. And then, much later, the whimpering, the flickering of her eyelids. She can't keep the nightmares out, no matter how much she tries. She doesn't use a full range of emotions. She has no self-compassion. I can't believe I've just said that. Where the hell did that come from? Those books, I bet. Those self-help ones she reads. She's got hundreds of them. Some of it must be sinking into me. She blocks bad thoughts out by busyness. That's my word for it. I made it up, and it fits perfectly. She's Miss Busyness. She rushes here, rushes there, finds jobs to do, redoes jobs, cleans things, cleans clean things, scrubs and re-scrubs, anything to keep the dark stuff out, even though it hurts her hands. He broke three of her fingers that night too. Talking of cleaning, I think it's time I came clean. She didn't tell me any of those things, I'm just surmising. We aren't best friends. Our relationship is different, special. Two minds intertwined, destined to be together forever. She feels old today. I can tell. It's the way she woke up. She pushed off the bedding, sat still for a moment, gathered her thoughts, stretched out the bones in her spine one by one. Even her jaw hurt. Her knees were sore too. All that running on concrete pavements, rarely going off-road. Like she says, though, it's always handy to be able to run as fast as you can. I wish I'd done that when I was younger, learnt to run fast. It started when she signed up for the self-defence programme back in 2002. She got super fit. 4 weeks of unarmed combat run by a young thing from Warrington. Ex-forces, slim, lightning fast, and an expert in Wing Chun and Aikido. Miss Therapist says that running is a way to create something positive out of something negative. Says it's good for your mental health. She says she started running years ago and hasn't looked back. That's not true. She's telling a lie. She's always looking over her shoulder.